daddy, and I hope we could call our own. It's time for that dream to shine and wave goodbye as we go rolling on.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and that music was made by my first guest today, Aaron Heist, face-to-face, live in the studio with me right now. Hi, Aaron.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much for being here. So we were just listening to Train to Cheyenne off your new EP, and we're going to talk all about that. But first, let's talk about you, Aaron. A lot of listeners know you. We've had you on the show many times for many different things, but today it's all about your music. So would you please just start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and your work?
Sure. Well, yeah, I've been fortunate to come on Juno Afternoon quite a bit over the years. So I was born in Ketchikan and raised here in Juno and grew up going to the Folk Fest and fell in love with folk music. I saw Panhandle Crabgrass Revival Band when I was 16, and I was just completely starstruck, and it took me a decade to figure out what kind of music they were actually playing and how to start playing it myself. And since then, I've really fallen in love with old time music and bluegrass music. I play in a Cajun band with the North Country Cajun Club. I play bluegrass and country duets with my husband, Andrew Heist, and play old time with a band called Sugar Shack, run the bluegrass slow jam, which hopefully one day will start soon. And yeah, I've just been really fortunate to really have had a sort of upbringing in music here in Juno and in Alaska's traditional roots music scene, which is this really vibrant, amazing community of people across the state. But all of that's just been performing and jamming and playing live music to people at bars or in, you know, little concerts or at weddings. But I had never recorded anything in my life. And so that's how this EP project kind of came about. Yeah.
Well, that's also interesting. I mean, what led you up to this point? I mean, we're just, you know, we've spent a year and a half or more really hunkering down, and I don't know how long you've been thinking about doing a solo project, if it was well before that or if it was a product of this sort of downtime that we've all sort of had together.
Yeah.
Or something else, or both.
It was really both. You know, the kind of music that I play, a lot of the songs that we play are traditional songs. They're songs that have been around or based on songs that have been around for 100 years or more, sometimes much longer than that. And I really wanted to start writing my own original songs. And I, in 2020, made the goal that I was going to write one song a month. And it didn't matter if it was good or bad. I just had to write a song and then move on. And actually, the song that you just opened up with was the very first song that I wrote in 2020. Hmm. And then, I mean, we all know what happened in March of 2020. and so I started a writing group with a bunch of women that I had met through the roots music scene throughout Alaska and the Pacific Northwest. And a couple of those ladies, you know, we basically just started giving each other prompts. And I managed, unbelievably, to keep writing music all through the pandemic. And it was really kind of the way that I think, centered myself and found some sort of creative outlet. I think we all dealt with the pandemic in different ways, and I feel really fortunate that for me it meant that I actually created something. And so then this year in 2021, I thought, all right, well, I just wrote a bunch of original songs. I guess I should start maybe recording them. And I got a grant from the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. I received one of their individual artist grants, which helped fund this EP project. And since I had never recorded anything in my life, I thought of somebody that I really trusted and loved and admired, which is my cousin Patrick Troll. And so I just called him up and asked if he could maybe come help me figure out how to do this.
I think that's terrific. And our listeners may know Patrick Troll is DJ Alternative. He does Burger Church on KXLL. Big friend of the station, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And his band Whiskey Class also just released an amazing EP. So
yep. And we interviewed them on Juno Afternoon as well recently. So that's great. So tell me a little bit more about your collaboration with Patrick Troll and how he sort of helped you bring it up to the level that you wanted it to be for the final product.
Yeah. Well, I think part of what I started out with was I knew that I wanted and needed to learn how to record. And so knowing that I was going to work with Patrick, I sort of sat down and looked at the list of songs that I had written and then other songs that I just really had loved during the pandemic and thought about which ones might suit his style a little bit more or could be more of a stripped down production because I really wanted to try and just do this with me and my guitar and then maybe ask my husband Andrew to come in and put a little mandolin or fiddle or harmonies on top of things. And so kind of coming up with that list, having some conversations with Patrick about what it was I was looking for, that kind of stripped back feel, a couple of tracks where maybe he could put a little magic, a little shine on there. And then I flew him up and he came up in April and we spent 4 days in Studio A working 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and just started. I think at first part of it, because it was a new experience for me and I had never worked with Patrick before in that way, there was a little bit that first day of kind of getting used to each other and earning each other's trust a little bit. I mean, he's family. He also grew up in Ketchikan, and so we're very, very close as family, but we had never really been creative partners like that, mm-hmm. which can be a really vulnerable place. And then he was just so unbelievably wonderful, and getting to see somebody you love do something they're so good at was just, yeah, it was a treat. It was like an absolute pleasure, and that's part of why I'm so excited about this EP is I just love that I got to do that with him.
Well, the single's out now. It's available on all streaming platforms. It's called Another Rainy Day, and let's listen to it now. Right. Anything you want to say to set it up?
It's 100% inspired by last summer's ungodly, never-ending rain. This was one I wrote to meet my writing deadline, and I wrote it in 20 minutes, just looking out the window and being a little angry and sad. So
I think we'll all be able to relate to that. Here's Another Rainy Day by Aaron Heist.
Say goodbye to the sun. She won't be back for a while. And goodbye to you. You had to be going your way.
You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney, and we just heard a little bit of Another Rainy Day from Aaron Heist. It's a beautiful song, and you sound so good. And this song is available on all streaming platforms now. And the release of your EP is this Friday, and a full album to follow in 2022. I just wanted to ask, how can we support you and other local artists who are putting music out right now?
Yeah, well, you know, I think a lot of performing musicians were just starting to come out of this enforced hibernation. And I know there are a lot of online concerts that people were giving. I mean, I think the biggest thing that folks can do is go to Bandcamp, go to somebody's artist webpage. And even if you don't necessarily want to buy an album, a lot of artists these days are really using those platforms as ways to make up for the income that they all lost. I mean, it was like a light switch got flipped off in March of 2020. But even just, I mean, just listening, talking about songs, sharing songs that you like with your friends. I mean, I think, you know, we're gonna get back to live music. There's already been some live music events here in Juneau. I think we're really fortunate in the vaccination level that we're at in town, and it's made people start to feel safe. And it's going to be a while till we're really back fully, I think, in the live music world that we all miss and love. But I think a lot of especially professional working musicians have now different ways that you can financially support them. But even, like I said, even just sharing somebody's album or telling a friend about how much you love the song or that album, it all helps. And I think it all just comes down to taking a moment to recognize when you are listening to something that really touches you, and actually taking the time to try and reach out and share it with another person. I mean, that's why musicians record music. Yeah. You know, you want people to hear what you are feeling and want to express, and the desire to help somebody else through a moment or feel that some sort of new connection to that experience. And that's a pretty big gift, I think, that we can all receive.
Well, the timing is just right. You know, you wrote during the pandemic, and then you were able to start getting together with people when vaccinations came, and so the collaboration part could match up with the creativity. And another cool collaboration I thought that came out of this EP was your the photo shoot that you did with another musician that we all know and love. What was it like to model for Annie Bartholomew?
Oh my gosh, she's the dreamiest. Yeah, Annie B has just been, she's one of those people who, again, just will give and give and give and give. And she loves supporting other artists. And she's been a huge force just as somebody to talk through this process, because she's recorded several projects and it's all new to me. But so I had this idea for some photos that I wanted, and because I was releasing this album, I suddenly had to create a web page and a profile on all these different streaming platforms and come up with a way to talk about myself. And she makes me look so much better. Like, she makes me look like I know what I'm doing. So if there are other performers out there who are looking for photos, Annie B is awesome. But she also, I'm so excited, we also got a grant from the Alaska State Council of the Arts, and we're doing some music videos.
Oh, nice.
So we're working on the post-production part of that right now. But so I have more exciting things coming out in the next couple weeks, which I'm really pumped about.
Oh, that's great to hear. Well, I cannot wait to hear more about that. I hope you come back with Annie and we get to talk about that at another time. But in the meantime, your new single, Another Rainy Day, is available now on all streaming platforms, and the release of the EP is this Friday. Aaron Heist, thank you so much for being with me. Thank you for this new music, and congratulations on the EP. We've got one more song as we close out today. This is Reckoning on the Line. Would you like to say anything about it?
It's not at all true.
Not based on true events. Well, thanks again so much for being here today, Aaron.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Up next, the name of the game is Match by Design, how the Alaska Design Forum is hoping artists and designers across Alaska will help create the final product.